I am off the wall, interested, excited, beside myself with this next guy.
Awesome.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. He has the largest and most amazing collection of celebrity hair. And by celebrity, I mean superstars, world famous names. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Abe Lincoln, Napoleon, Jimi Hendrix, Marilyn Monroe, and the list goes on. It's John Reznikoff, founder of University Archives in Wilton, Connecticut.
Napoleon, wow.
Good morning. I'm going to ask you about, let's start with Elvis. How do you get Elvis's hair?
Elvis, that's an interesting story. They're all interesting, but Elvis came from, I don't know if you're of the generation or not, but do you know the late night talk show host, Joe Franklin? Up Late with Joe Franklin.
Oh my God,
heard
yeah.
that name.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? This is up late with Joe Franklin. That's what he used to say. And I visited him after, you know, his limelight, so to speak. And he had collected things from many, many different celebrities. And he had this lock of Elvis's hair. And I ended up buying it from him.
How much?
I don't remember. It's like 25 years ago. In the thousands.
Wow.
It's certainly worth a lot more now.
Oh, worth it.
Damn.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems to me that if you collect hair, and this guy has hair from Elvis, like, you knew going over there, right? Like, you knew he's got Elvis hair.
He's got the hair.
You didn't go over there and say, I just want to talk to you about stuff. Oh, wait,
no,
you have
actually,
Elvis hair.
I saw it in, I forgot the name of the gossip columnist. I saw it in a gossip columnist's column on him talking about, you know, he's got this collection he's built over the years, and it said that it had Elvis's hair in it from his GI haircut that Elvis gave him, and wow. I made it my business to contact him and pursued. That's what I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta
follow this stuff all over the place, wherever it is.
Exactly.
Yep.
What do you think that's worth now?
You know, it's interesting. So a lot of the locks that I bought are hundreds of strands, and because I don't really sell any of my original locks, sometimes I subsidize my collection by selling a few strands. I can only tell you what a few strands are worth, and generally with him I'd say six strands, maybe $500 to $1,000
for six strands. That's it,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, but you have to remember lock might have 1,000 strands in it, so you know, do the math, and the breakdown becomes quite lucrative if you're going that way. And I'm generally not, but occasionally, as I said, I subsidize.
That seems low. And is that because a lot of people have the GI hair? Like, they must have scooped that up like crazy.
Right.
I think there's a lot of his hair around, you know, some of it with greater veracity than others.
Right. So the Abe Lincoln hair is going to be worth more. We'll get to that later, because
sure.
That's got to be one of the
one-time-only things.
The prize jewels of your collection.
I would think, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Jimi Hendrix. How did you get his hair?
So Jimi Hendrix, I get a call from some guy in Florida, maybe like one of these storage locker guys, and he says he has what purports to be Jimi Hendrix hair in a frame from Felix Pappardaldi, I think. Your rock and roll people will correct me. I'm sure they'll be calling in like crazy. Anyway, Felix was also in the music industry and shared an agent with Hendrix. And I thought it was far-fetched, but I told the guy to send it up. And he sent it up, and I looked at it, and I started doing a Google search. And, you know, page one, page two, page three, page four. All of a sudden, I come on a page that says seance with Elvis Presley hair charm. And it was run by Guitar Magazine in 1993, I guess the 30-year anniversary of the magazine. So I call the magazine and I ask for the editor, and it's a big magazine. I think I'm never going to hear back. And I get a call the next day, and I describe to him the hair lock that I have. And he says, yeah, we use that in a seance to have an interview with Hendrix. We had a famous medium, and it was filmed on Good Morning America. And he said, you know what? I think I still have one of the magazines. We printed an article. So he sends me a magazine. I get it in a couple of days. And son of a gun, there's a picture of my hair lock, this charm that was made out of his hair. It's a voodoo charm. You know, Hendrix was into voodoo child and everything.
Right.
and a dead match, 100%, fully documented. I get the Good Morning America video, dead match, fantastic. You know, those are the types of documentation you really love.
Wow. Yep. And what do you think that's worth?
I think each charm is probably worth $40,000 to $50,000, I'd say.
Wow.
And a few strands, a couple thousand at least. More than Elvis, because there's only one lock known of this.
And how big a strand are we talking about here? Like 5 or 6 inches? Like 1 inch? Like how big are these things?
Well, I mean, you know, it's different for different personalities. Like, you know, Cobain's hair was pretty long, so the strands are long. And Hendrix's hair is short and, you know, shorter. And it was, you know, so they're not that long. Sometimes it's a half an inch. Sometimes it's a couple inches.
Yeah, tell me about Kurt Cobain's hair. Are you going to go for that?
No, that's mine, the one at auction.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Holy
That came from me.
Crap.
It came from me.
What do you think that that's going to... Because this story just broke last week.
Yeah, it made AP. I mean, that's a really well-documented lock, too. It's hard to do better than a picture of the girlfriend with a scissors in her hand, and then a picture of the girlfriend with Kurt Cobain and... her clipping the hair right then and there. That's solid documentation. I would say a couple strands, $5,000 and up.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be more.
I would think.
Yeah. But they may fight for that one. You never know.
I think so.
His stuff's been going crazy recently. They sold that sweater that he was wearing on Unplugged.
Yeah, the cardigan. What was that? What
that
did that
was
go for?
Hundreds of thousands, I think.
Jeez.
Hundreds of thousands. And then the guitar went for $6
million. Right.
Damn! What?
Now, why are you selling this? Why wouldn't you keep this?
Well, when I purchase a lock, it's usually... I usually don't purchase several strands. It's usually a big lock. And, you know, I got to support my habit. I got a habit here, you know?
Okay. So it's like you're in real estate. You got to let a couple of building lots go so you could bring in...
Yeah. You know the score.
Yeah, so
exactly.
You're still gonna have some of this Kurt Cobain lock, but you're just
I never get rid of the whole thing.
Yeah,
just like some.
You wouldn't want to scratch that name off the list of
nope.
Yeah, how much did you tell us? How much did you pay for that lock of hair?
You know, again, this is a long time ago, but in the thousands of dollars, and it was a long, long negotiation.
Wow, yeah. Who was the girlfriend? Was it Courtney Love?
No, Tessa. Oh. In fact, there was a lock of hair that came up at auction that wasn't mine, that came from Courtney. And if I have this right, and I may not have it right, she stopped the auction saying, no, it's not legal to sell that. I still own it and I want it back, which in essence makes my hair lock all the more valuable.
Right.
Only one in town.
It's the only one in town.
Excellent.
Fascinated by the celebrity hair collection John Reznikoff has. We're linked to his stuff at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Here's the kicker. They have this big auction coming up where you can get all these celebrity documents. You can actually buy them.
Right.
Just in time for Father's Day.
Which is great.
There's astronaut stuff on there, historical documents, all kinds of great stuff.
Neat.
I want to talk to him about Marilyn Monroe. I'll play his ZZ Top song, and then we got to come back, and we have to talk about Abe Lincoln.
Yes.
John, how did you get Marilyn Monroe's hair?
Most hair, people sometimes think it has like an ick factor. And how I disarm them, and I'll ask you guys, I bet your mom somewhere had a lock of your baby hair. And this is a very Victorian tradition. And also when somebody would pass away in the 1890s, you kept a lock of their hair in a locket. So the way that this exists is kind of out of love. And with Marilyn, it's a little bit different. So the hair locks all come from, you know, different sources and are acquired in very different ways. You know, we talked about Cobain, the girlfriend cut the hair. Marilyn, it was the embalmer. So she had committed suicide, they say, although maybe we don't know. And she was bloated, and he had to make an incision on the neck, and he had to cut away some hair, and he retained the hair. and I acquired the hair from the embalmer many, many years ago.
Wow.
He couldn't just move the hair. He had to cut the hair
off. That's what I just thought.
What was it, growing out of her neck?
No, he had to... He had to get in there, I guess.
Okay.
That's yeah.
Well, that's his story.
That's the excuse he gave. I had to get in there.
That's the only hair he took off her, and that's the only hair known.
No, there are actually other hair locks known. In fact, you know, some personalities, if they're big enough, I'll collect multiple locks. And recently, some of that hair was tested by a DNA company to determine who really was her father, and I guess that's going to come out at some point in some program.
Really?
Yes.
You totally know what program it is.
I can't say. Yeah, I'm one of those thingamabobs.
So they used your sample to determine this.
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
See, your link.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the whole future of this. You know, when I started collecting it, I thought it was a fun thing. It's a neat thing. Hey, look, it got me in the Guinness Book. Hey, it got me on this great radio show in New Haven. What fun. But really, the real importance is now the advances of DNA and what we could find out about, you know, this incredible card catalog of the greatest people in history. I have their DNA.
So they can do a study.
So you can tell someone's drugs in their system from the hair lock, right?
Say that again?
You can tell someone's drugs in his system.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Even after all that time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a degrading and there's what the scientists call a half-life. And, you know, I'm not the guy who's the scientific end of it, but I kind of understand how they do it and what they do. And the advances have been just phenomenal of what they're able to learn and how they're able to extract the DNA.
We were talking about this before. Yeah. You can't make a little Marilyn Monroe or an Elvis from the DNA, right?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I suppose long after my life and my grandchildren's life, you know, the thought of cloning and how you could maybe mix certain parts of DNA, you know, it's kind of it's a Jurassic Park
John,
mentality.
You know what you're going to find out? It's like, if you only had a couple more strands, we'd have enough material to make it.
Right. Damn it, I sold that stuff.
Great-grandpa didn't sell those strands for $500.
I got to find that guy. I need it back.
Elvis Presley.
I need it back, damn it.
All right, so he said ask about Michael Jackson first, and then we'll ask him about Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. The world's largest and most amazing collection of celebrity hair. The guy who has it, John Reznikoff, is on. He's from Connecticut.
Yep.
All right. So how did you get the Michael Jackson hair?
So that's an interesting story. And, you know, love him or hate him, I'm not going to judge either way. I'm not sure. But so when Michael Jackson was just a suspected child abuser, his hair was one price and he was still alive. And the guy wanted, I don't remember, I think it was like $5,000 for the lock.
How did he get it?
Well, that's the best part of the story. And when he died, he's all of a sudden again a superstar, and it was over $20,000. And now I guess he's back where he started. So that's the trials and tribulations. But it's the greatest story ever. So the guy was the producer for the famous Pepsi commercial.
Oh my God.
Go to YouTube and look at it.
Yeah.
So he...
Ashley, do you remember hearing about this Pepsi commercial?
No.
Michael Jackson, at the height of his career, signed on with Pepsi. He's doing a commercial, and as they're making the commercial, there's pyrotechnics that catch him on fire, and he caught on fire.
Oh, no.
And it was this whole big deal. All right, go ahead, John.
Yeah, so, you could, if you search Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial on YouTube, you'll see it right away. So his hair goes on fire, and the producer quickly whips off his coat and puts, I'm laughing just saying this, and it's really not funny, but I can't help it, puts Michael Jackson's head out with his coat. And they rush him to the hospital, and there's a clump of what he thought was like a clump of his skull or something like that, but it was just hair that was kind of fused. And he picks it up and puts it in his pocket, and he preserved it in a Mount Sinai hospital envelope, you know, for all these years with all his credentials and everything else. So, you know, when it became the higher price, I said, okay, I'll buy it, but you got to throw in the original jacket, which was an Armani jacket. So I also have the Armani jacket used to put Michael Jackson's head out.
Wow.
With that hair. And if you smell it,
yeah, smoky,
it smells
right?
burned.
Really?
Wow.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. It's authentic.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
What would you sell that hair and jacket together for now?
I can't give it away. So.
Yeah, that will stay with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's worth something, but I don't know. Not, you know, it's not in the ranks of some of the other ones we talked about.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, now that, you know, that's more my favorite thing. So, you know, the hair is really, really a minor part of what I do. Very minor. It's kind of a fun thing that gets me on TV and radio or whatever. But I love history, and I've sold lots of great Lincoln documents and, you know, things over $1 million even, and we buy and sell anything to do with Lincoln because he's our most revered president. So this is maybe 30 years ago, I get contacted by somebody who claims they have Abraham Lincoln's hair. The documentation with this hair is fantastic. It's an entire notebook with letters from the son of the surgeon that actually cleared the wound on April 14th, 1865, when Lincoln was assassinated.
Wow.
And this is the lock that cleared the wound. And it's in a gold box. And it's a very, very famous lock. Three strands sells for about $5,000 in my auction. If you looked on my webpage on universityarchives.com, you could search past auctions, and you'll see what they've sold for, and they do very, very well. And believe it or not, one strand was purchased in 1905 by John Hay, who was very friendly with Teddy Roosevelt and also in Lincoln's cabinet, and given to Teddy Roosevelt in a ring on his inauguration day. One strand was purchased for $100 in 1905.
Well, $100 back then was a lot of money. So.
$100. A lot of
yeah.
money.
Yeah. 1905.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
You know yeah. what's going to happen? You buy some of these strands from John, and at some point when they figure out how to put someone to get, like to clone someone,
yes.
and
yeah.
they need the material, they're going to summon all these people who have these strands.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this thing that you paid $500 for, maybe it'll be, you know, your grandchildren will have, you know, like, it's like getting a giant plot of land on Mars. You know what I mean? Like they're going to need this.
You're the future parts department.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you have that imagination of thinking that way, because I do, too. And I think it's, you know, we're not very, very far away. So it's
no.
really interesting. Who knows what's going to happen?
I got to take a break, but because I still want to talk to you about Napoleon and, man, how the hell do you get hair from Einstein?
How?
Right? There was a lot of it, but this doesn't look like he ever got it cut.
Right.
Very unkempt.
But are you the guy from Forensic Files? There was this guy who was forging documents, and he got caught, and they brought you in to authenticate them? Are you that guy?
I've done a lot of that. If you tell me the subject, because I've done it quite a bit, but there was some guy selling guitars that were fake. I think it was on Inside Edition. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, no, I saw you on, I think you were on Forensic Files. You were the authenticator.
Right.
And you went through all these documents. This guy was selling historical documents.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I do a lot of that. I love to catch the bad guys, so to speak.